Tuesday the 16th of December, Yud Tes Kislev, Rabbi Mordechai Leitner, Vayomim Haim Bizman Hazeh.
Although on the coloured Pirasomet, it says topical theme is just a generic word to get you out of any situation if you don't know what you're going to speak about at the time when you're asked. But I'm going to speak about something called Vayomim Haim Bizman Hazeh, which would be Hanukkah based, but just a little bit too far away from Hanukkah, although I've got a long shtickle on Hanukkah. But I'm going to say something which is very applicable then and today and forever. And that is the Mitzvah Talmud Torah. It's got shachas with this big seder, it's got shachas with Hanukkah, it's got shachas with everything. This big seder, the prophet says, Kivenz Kunim Hulai. The Balaturim, well known, on the words Kunim, he says there's a Nitrikan for Zroim, Kachim, Noshim, the Yudid Yeshuas, the Gemara says means Nazikin, and Mayid. You've got the whole Chamisha Siddur Mishnah there. But the one's missing, Taharis is missing. So, Yeshayimrim, that Yosef himself was learning Taharis, but when he left his father, he was learning Poradim, which is in Taharis. Eglarufi was learning, and when he met him, they carried on from where they were. The Gerer Rebbe adds that Taharis Kemrish Ibigayim Tatvayit. Taharis you can't give to anybody else, you've got to work on it yourself. Up all the time, the signated, you work on Taharis yourself, it eventually comes to you and it opens up your mind. But Taharis you have to work, and that's something which will develop. That's the Vayeshev. Hanukkah is also time for learning. When I was in school, we had a Rebbe, a very well known man, of Shmuel Pinter. He was the headmaster, he was the Manau, but he was also our Rebbe sometimes. And he once then came into the classroom on Hanukkah and he asked us, what's the Makoya that you have to learn Hanukkah? So I'm first to Gemara in Shabbos Chafalot, my Hanukkah, the Tonga Rabbonan. What's Hanukkah? And about learning. Hanukkah is the Makoya for learning. And the menorah, the Ner HaMenorah, the lights there, you see the clarity and the beauty and the stillness of it and how it shines up everywhere, that's the Koyach HaTorah. So I've got a shtickle here which I actually wrote about 5 years ago, and I want to give it over to you. First of all, it's a biur in the Birch HaTorah. Come to the Maral, the Ikkos from the Maral. The Gemara in Brochas Yudalos says there are three brochas we have to say every day. Asher Gitshem Mitzvah says it's one of the last of the Divrei Torah and the Harev No and Asher Bocha Bonu. Let's deal with the first one. Asher Gitshem Mitzvah says it's one of the last of the Divrei Torah. Say the Maral, why do we not say Lil Moy Torah? Asher Gitshem Mitzvah says it's one of the Lil Moy Torah, one last of the Divrei Torah. So the Maral says a person may be mistaken into thinking that if he does not learn Torah Lishma, if he doesn't learn Torah completely right, if he doesn't learn Torah that's not called learning. The person that is to learn the way it really ought to be learned, it's not called learning, and that's not true. It's just like an Asik. Is every Asik matzliach? Are you always matzliach in business? Do we not have ups and downs, and sometimes downs and downs? It doesn't always work. It's not always hatzloch and Asik. But like an Asik, it's sometimes up and sometimes down. It's a learning in the same way. Sometimes you're matzliach in getting it right, but sometimes you're not. Sometimes you have to go over it once and twice and three times. There's actually a Rashi in Shabbat which says a person is nichshel in Torah three times till you get it clear. Till you get actually the Gemara very clear, it does take time. So it's not always so terrible if one makes mistakes. Of course we have to try and aim for the best. But if you do sometimes get it wrong, Hashem is more mechavav such a Torah. He likes the gear, he likes omol, he likes the person to work, even if he doesn't get it right all the time. As Ken Zayn, when the Gemara says in Edevin, Mikan on Rabbi Leza, Chayv Odom L'shanis L'tamida Abor Po'omim, a person must teach his child, his Talmud, four times. Ken Zayn, that's why it says four times. So Rashi in Shabbat says three times you can make mistakes, if you have to. Four times you really go out of the mistakes. You go over and over and over until you get it clear. And when you get it clear, it's the most beautiful thing. So that's why we do not say Yilmer, we said last, like an Asik, you have to go over it, and in case you get it wrong, so you get it wrong, it doesn't matter. Hashem Yisroch is Mechavav such a Torah. In other words, Odom L'Omol Yulah, the person was meant there for Omol, for Amela, we have to be Ma'amel ourselves, and we have to, and it works, and it does take time, it does prepare, but that's the approach of learning. The second shot in the word Lasik, says the Maral, is we can't just sing and say the words of Torah. Although word, by the way, saying the words of Torah is very important. You must not just read. You can't just read Torah. You've actually got to say the words out. You must express them, say them out, elucidate them, get them out of your mouth. But that alone is not enough. You've got to also be machashev and have your and be focused on it. Asik is something where your machshavas go into it. Very much like the Gemara tells us, his huri aveda, koshim me aveda. If a person does an aveda, it's sort of an aveda chapsin. Everybody is human, we aveda chapsin. But his huri aveda, if we think about it, if we focus on it, and then we do it, it's far worse, because then it's premeditated. Premeditation is far worse than just the aveda chapping you. Similarly, his huri aveda is much more choshev than just thinking and just saying the words. His huri, think about it and be focused. And be determined and make a part of yourself. That's another pshat in Lasik. Think about it. Those two pshat are from the Maral. A third pshat is what Rav Steinhaus said. He wrote a sefer called Mitzvah Devash, and he said, "Azavia Isak, the boss and the employee are two different people. The employee, 9 to 5, extra 9 to 5, with a tea break and with a coffee break and with and all the various times." That's all about he thinks about his job. But then he goes home, he's not worried anymore. A boss thinks about it. For him, it's not just a 9 to 5. It's all day and it's all night. And he thinks it and he breathes it and he talks it. And he's all the time thinking about it. Sometimes even in times where he's not meant to think about it. But he's totally involved in it. So he takes it home with him and he's all the time involved. So last bit of a sort of make an ASIC out of it. Be involved. It should become totally yours. In fact, when I was alone myself in the Goyim, I found that Tzvei Tzor said in Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet, that the Kiva said, I asked the Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, who were going to a place called Gadvod, and I asked them a certain question. So Tzvei Tzor said, why do you have to be told where they were going? So Tzvei Tzor said, Kamash Noam was there, began by Nusim Badelach, even when they went on their way, they were always thinking about learning. It wasn't just happening once, it happened all the time. The person got to be involved. Rabbi Avraham Gurvitz wrote in his Agoda, he brings it out, he stopped bringing it out now, but he used to bring it out every year. He writes on the Pizman in the song which we sing, Echad Miyedea. So he said, Echad Miyedea, Echad Aniyedea, Echad Arakeinu. Shnai Miyedea, Shnai Miyedea, Shnai Lochet Abris. There's a lot of chat. He said, you have something called word association. If you say knife, the first word that comes to your mind is fork. You say Olympics, sport. You say any association, food, cater, everything goes together. You say, the person is going to be so focused. You say, Echot, straight away, Echot, Avakena, Shabashi, Mam, Shnei, Luchas, Abrit, Shleisha, Shleisha, Abrit, Hamisha, Hamisha, Nutella. You should be associated and so focused that it should come to you automatically. That's the koyach of being involved in Torah. That's the first brocha. The second brocha is the brocha of Aharet Noah. Rashi in Brocha says, "V'halev no yerevu oleinu lasik b'hem ma'avo." A person should have a ziskeit, a sweetness, a beauty of learning. So it should become sweet for us. So the Maral says there's a basic difference between asiyas hamitzvos and learning Torah. In asiyas hamitzvos, a person does as well as he can, with as much thought as he can. He does a mitzvah. Fine, the mitzvah is done. With learning Torah, besides the learning, you get siyata d'shmaya. Hashem is both helps us, and without his help it just wouldn't work. Sometimes you're trying to study something, a Mishnah, a Shvera Mishnah, a piece of Gemara, it just doesn't go, again and again it just doesn't go. Suddenly it clicks, suddenly it works. That work is Siyata D'Shemaya. That's the Masikas HaTorah, it suddenly clicks, that's a Siyata D'Shemaya, and you get a word in Yiddish is Geschmack. Geschmack hasn't got an English touch. It's like a Geschmack type. When you understand a piece of hard Gemara or a hard Mishnah, it's so beautiful, it's so Geschmack, you feel a fullness in yourself. That's what we ask Hashem, V'harev Noach Hashem Rakeinu, make it sweet, make it pleasant, make it exciting for us, and we would enjoy our learning. Learn it with love. The third bracha, Asher Bochambonu Mikol Amiv and Asana is Torah Soy. So the Maral says, you've got two tenses there, Asher Bochambonu Mikol Amiv, that's in the past tense. Baruch Atah Hashem, Neitzin HaTorah, he gives the Torah, past tense and present tense. So he said, yes, it's correct. Boch HaBonu Mikol HaAmim is, Hashem is Boch, give us the Torah at HaSinai, that's the Boch HaBonu. And Neitzin HaTorah on an ongoing basis, he gives it to us every day. Every day, and Kseidah, we get a new Ha'oros, a new shine from Hashem, and that's giving us the courage to continue. Torah is still a gift. Torah is still a gift. The Tosfos Yom Tov writes in Brochus he asks, why is it that when we say Berachas HaTorah, we say Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaVorach, with Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is Midas HaRachamim. When we bench Mezumim with Asara, we say Nevorach Elikeinu, it's Midas HaDin. Why do we say Baruch Hu Hashem HaVorach, Midas HaRachamim for Torah, and Midas HaDin for benching? So he answers like this. Hashem is both created man. He created us, we're here. Because he created us, he's an obligation to feed us. It's Midas HaDin. Shuras HaDin demands he feeds us. After all, we are his creation, we are his broom, and now he's got to feed us. So, and the verse ever came, the Midas HaDin demands that Hashem is both feeds us. But when it comes to Torah, he doesn't have to give us a Torah. Hashem is both didn't show the Goyim. In Taylor, we then Hashem did not give over to the Goyim, give over to us. So for us, it's a special chesed and special rachman Hashem is giving us a Taylor. That's a nice enough Taylor on an ongoing basis. We get this Taylor. So La Yosachem Nechal Goyim Mishpot Maledor, Hashem is does not give it to them. So therefore, our approach to learning must be one of those three things. We must see the first bracha has got to be that we got treated as an asik. As opposed to learn as an asik and be involved in it, then we wash Hashem from the secrets and for Harivno, and then realize it's a chesed from Hashem and accept Hashem's kindness and keep on learning. That is our approach. Now let's find the methods. There are five methods of learning. These five methods, if you want to see it's Barichus, it's in Pirkei Avos. The Boyar speaks on it on Hasei Toras Chokeva. He said the five different methods of how to learn. Now, the first one is keva, or under the word keva. Keva is a kvius. It's got to be something with the kvius, with the eifen kavua, and not eifen arai. You've got to treat it in a serious and in a proper method, and not in a lazy fashion, which means lying on your back, or lying on the armchair, or in a hammock and trying to learn. It doesn't go that way. You've got to treat it seriously, sit at the table, and concentrate on it. Just sitting and letting your page, literally your fingers, do all the reading of that way, what I call a little bit like yellow pages learning, that's the fingers with the learning, that is not the correct way of doing it. You've got to sit the clear, the kavua. It's not conducive to open arai. You've got to learn properly. And that way you'll remember. If you do it in an arai manner, you won't remember. It's got to be done by Lashon Kavua. The other keva is a Lashon of Menucha. Menucha for Nefesh. We've got to learn the Menucha, which means the place must be conducive for learning. Try and learn in the Shulchan Rabbim. Try and learn on a plane which is very, very noisy. I mean, you're meant to. You can do it anyway. I've made the siyum on the way to Eretz Yisrael. Of course you can do these things, but it's hard to concentrate. Learning in a place which is a public park or a railway station or so, it's very hard to learn. Find yourself an area which is quiet, which is not noisy and not upsetting, and learn there. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, Menuchas HaNefesh is Lies Mevual, not to become a Mevual and to do everything the Menucha. Learn the Menucha, learn at peace, learn at ease, it will go in much easier. If it's a confusing manner, it's actually very hard. Midday Fekhman de Kasha, the Gemara says, Anifta Mechaveiro, Alifta El Mitzerech Tava Halocha. Samuel leaves his friend, you shall leave him for Mahalocha. You're really going to remember somebody in the airport waiting to be checked in, and then you tell him the Dva Halocha, and he's going to remember the Halocha. How is that possible? So I've seen the pshat, leave him with the kasha. Oh, they say, I'm going to leave you with the kasha, next time we meet, give me the answer. That's how you remember him. Just a short kasha, ask him a kasha, or he should ask you a kasha, and leave it with that. That's how you remember somebody. And that's the correct way of doing, but to sit down the kriyas and at ease at such a noisy place is very hard. The Chavos HaVov, that quotes a chosid echad, said, Rachmona litzlon mi pizah ha-nefesh, that Hashem save us from pizah ha-nefesh, from confusion. He writes it there in respect of bitochon. A person shouldn't be worried, should be concerned. Have bitochon, have menachot ha-nefesh. That's what he writes it there. But you can use that expression for us as well. To learn with a daf mevuheles, to learn with a cluttered mind, where your mind is completely famished, is very difficult. You can't focus. If you manage to turn yourself off and have no distractions and try and focus on what you're doing, as the Gemara says in Megillah, Shmait the boy silusa. Shmait requires clarity of mind. So if a person is able to do that, then the learning gets easy. The Gemara says in Beitzer that over happiness is also no good for learning. The Gemara talks about Rav Huna, who just became appointed to be Rosh Hashiva, and he was asked something and he couldn't answer because he was too excited. Too excited is also no good. You've got to be calm. Of course, excitement is better than being upset, but overexcitement is very difficult. Excitement is certainly good because the Prophet said, "B'chukasecha ishtasho, v'adakta loshon simcha, ishtasho loshon simcha." Be happy when you learn. Don't be sad. But overexcitement is lacks the menucha. Therefore, it's very therapeutic to learn in a room like here, which is bright and airy and plenty good svarim and good print. That's Yerika. Good print. Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes in his Akdama, and he writes a word which everybody knows actually. He says, "Avakishcha b'ni yedidi." He said, "I ask you, my son, lifkayach inyan azeh she'en nitfas al niyon yofa." Make sure the svarim are printed on good paper, with gray shocha, with black ink, va'eshes nevesos, and nice letters. Kiladati, because according to my way of thinking, ha'nefesh nispa'eles, the nefesh becomes nispoil, ha'daf nisraveches, and the mind becomes open and widened, ha'kavon nisraveches, and the kavon becomes woken up, mitzeh ha'limud b'seif ha'nua mehuda, from a nice sefer, beautiful, and conducive for learning, that's the best thing of all, va'ahipuch, and if you use ha'keet, ba'hofchoi, it's not going to work. He says it'll be, if a ksav is matushdush, he says it's not going to work. You've got to, for the learning to be engraved in the mind, make sure it's everything's beautiful. That is menucha. Now comes the next one. That's keva loshnat hemshach. You've got to learn in larger lots. Make sure it's a length, not just bits, not just bitty. Little bits won't get engraved in your mind. Some say you only at point to. The boy out there just learned two things at one session, no more than that. You shouldn't keep on breaking your learning into little bits. Make your learning, not chavilas, but make your learning into larger segments. Not too many stoppages, not too many changes of rooms, not too many changes of pseudonym. Keep your learning going in slightly longer sections. And also, learning must be done with a seder. An organized framework, and keep to times. I saw in the sefer of Chaim Shmulevich, a book called Rosh Hashiva, where he had many chavrusas during the day. Some chavrusas lasted an hour and a half, some chavrusas lasted 2 hours. When he came to the 2 hour mark, boom, he closed the sefer and went away. Finished. A seder is a seder. Start on time and finish on time. That's a wonderful thing. That's called seder. The fourth thing is a keva, an expression of chizuk. You have to be mechazik yourself, which means you've got to lock it up into your mind. Don't get up from your learning until you've gone over it. A short chazara would be wonderful. Tie the Gemara to a Rosh HaTevis, Rosh HaTevis or Gematria. Make something in your mind that you can remember this piece of Gemara. Tie it to the Daf, tie it to something you just learned. Make the day tie up with it. It'll embed itself on your mind much easier. I find when I want to remember a chayla, and I take his Rosh HaTevis, and I make some type of memory for myself, that's how I remember the name, because I get so many different computations of names, that's how I remember who to daven for and how to daven. And memorizing Gemara Balpeh, or Mishnayos Balpeh, when you're going along the road and you've nothing else to think about that. Queue up in the bank, think about that. Many times I see people in the bank, and I just rush in and out, but I see people queuing up there and playing on their mobiles, and I say, why? Why don't I take a safer with you? Why should we go to play around with your time? Do something. Maybe they are thinking about it, possibly. The fifth thing is a keva, expression of chatipa, to chap. Chapping means chap as many times as you can during the day. As many times as during the day that you're able to chap, you're learning to do so. It's all like the biggest excitement and the biggest pleasure he has to disturb our learning. There's so many different gizmos, so many gadgets, mobile phones and blackberries and blueberries and all the various things which he tries to stop it in our learning. He loves it. This gazela is mutter. Chatifa, this type of gazela is mutter. Chapa nine times. The Shloah Kodesh writes that upstairs, when we're going to come upstairs, we'll all get there one day, we're going to be asked a question. Kavato itim natero. Don't say kavato eis, but itim. You should make a minimum of 2 times per day. One in the morning, preferably one at night. Itim natero. Bekvif. Once you do bekvif. The more, the better. Certainly, if you've got more time, certainly you should do better. Because there's no end to the amount, to the pleasure, and to the beauty which learning has got. These are the 5 things which we have to do to help ourselves commit our learning to memory. But the importance of Talmud Torah as such is something which can't be over-emphasized at all. at the chiv on each one of us, each man, each girl, each adult, to have a Talmud Torah on a daily basis. Yerushalmi says in Peah, on the Pasuk, Yekorahi Mipninim, Chocha Fetzacha Layishvuba, Yekorahi, Torah is more precious than Pninim, than precious jewels. Chocha Fetzacha, and all your desired things, Layishvuba, can't equate to Torah. Chafetzacha says Yerushalmi on Mitzvahs, which means all the mitzvahs don't equate to Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is higher than mitzvahs. And yet the Rishami said as well, the Mishnah says, Talmud Torah can get cruel, and Talmud Torah is equal to mitzvahs. How can it be higher? Aaron Kotler says, there are two paths to learning. There's the Chesed in Torah, and the Talmud Torah itself. We are told in Chazal that in Lo Brishi Yomim V'Lailo, Chok HaShemayim V'Oros Lo Samti. If not for my covenant of day and night, i.e. Talmud Torah, I will never have established the world. Which means on that level, the Torah is the highest thing of all. It is tremendously high. And any mitzvah you do, have not got the shaykh of the Talmud Torah. Torah is keneged kulam. Torah is equal to all other mitzvahs. That is compared to learning. But the Torah itself, the highest kind of Torah, there's nothing, it's the holiest thing of all. It's something which you can't even imagine. It's above everything. We have to remember that Kalo Olam Kuloi may not be learning. At any one time, the world might not be learning. We don't know. We have to reckon as if Kalo Olam Kuloi, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avot, Kalo Olam Kuloi Kadahu Lai, Kalo Olam Kuloi. Even Pamali Shemalo are happy if we learn. Kalo Olam Kuloi. We come to times like Ben Azmanim. We come to times now like Yemei Pagra, where people are not learning, people are going away. Maybe they're not going away this year, but people are relaxing. Now is the time to become great. Now when you haven't got this great pressure of work and the great pressure of so many distractions, now the time actually to focus on it. The Vilna Gaon in Brochus said the most beautiful bar, which I spoke to a few people, and they said it's a Hasidic Shabbat. I'm mistaken, Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon said on the Gemara, Kol Halon, Shivas Yemen, Balei Chalayim, Nikra Ra, the Gemara in Daf Yudalot. Anybody who learns, anybody who spends 7 nights without a dream is called Ra. So the girl said, what do you mean? It's not in your power to have a dream. Spend 7 nights without a dream, you're called Ra. It's not in our power. There is actually a way to have a dream. And that's if you think about something enough during the day, you will call them about it at night. But we can't control our dream. What's the pshat? She said like this. It sounds considered, but the girl said it beautifully in his essay called Biyuri Hagron. This is what he writes. He says that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're so phenomenal, we're so busy, we're rushing here, we're rushing there. We got one phone call, we've got a fax, we got an email, we got a mobile phone, there's so many things that are distracting us all the time. And we can't always focus on the correct method and the correct way of life. We can't always do it. We ought to, but we can't always do it. So it's not right, but it's excusable. Now, we spend 6 days a week and we don't focus on our right purpose in life, it's excusable, although it's not right. Shabbos is a day when we have no excuse. Shabbos is a day when everything's turned off. The phones aren't going, the mobiles aren't going, the faxes aren't going, the emails don't come into you. You've got the time to relax, time to daven, time to bench, time to say Dvar Torah, time to eat the Amen. You've got time for all this. It's called Alon Shivas Yomim. A person spends 7 days, which must include the Shabbos, below Chaleim, but I've realized in this world there's a Chaleim Yov, it's a passing dream. And you don't spend the time really properly working out what it's all about. Nikra Ra, such a person is bad. That applies to Yemei Pagra, to the days when we're not working. It's not only Shabbos, holiday time, relaxing time, Sundays, bank holidays. That's the time we have to realize the purpose of our life. That's when we have to realize what it's all about. Shteitin Marshal, the Simchin Shomayim, when we make a Siyum, is Gevaltig. It's Gevaltig, he says. The Marshal says when a person makes a siyum, he ought to say Shasimcha B'mayim in his benching. Because the Simcha Shemayim, when you make a siyum after siyum, you go over your learning, whatever level you've done it on, if you've done it on a simple level, but you go over it and you've completed something, and you go again and you say it a second time, and the third time, it's so great, Hashem Tzvach loves that so very much. The Rambam writes, he makes a strong case for learning at night. But I say it's not good for everybody. There are some people who learn better during the day, some people at night. But I'll just tell what Rambam says. Rambam says, "Af agav she mitzvah lilmed bayeinu balaylo." It's a mitzvah to learn by day and by night. Ein odam lomed roiv chachmosay ela balaylo. The main chachmas person gets is at night. לפיכך מי שלא רוצה לזכה את הקטר תאילה, מתרסם, מות בזייך את הקטר תאילה, יזוע בכל לילה, every night, ולא יאו ודפל איך המהן בשינו, ואכילה ושתיה, don't waste the night, sloughing all night, or eating all night, or drinking all night, or talking all night. He said, on the contrary, use the night for proper things. That's, of course, not everybody can. It's not possible for everybody. Night time is not for everybody, but night time is certainly a time when things are quiet, things are there's no noise, there's no disturbances. It's a night time. There's a machlik in the Gemara in Eidavim about what is actually night created for. Rabbi Yehuda says, "La'ir laila ila l'shinso." Night is created for sleep. The Shlokish says, "Night is created." He says, "Ved siharo." Siharo is created for gears, for learning. So Rabbi Yehuda says night is created for sleeping, and Rabbi Shimon Meloki says night is created for learning. Isn't that a contradiction? But the Chassam Sefer, no contradiction at all. The Welt soll schlafen und ihr sollt lernen. When the world sleeps, you learn. Night is not created for sleep. That's why it's good for learning, because there are no disturbances. Because the world is sleeping, that's where you should learn. But if the world is awake and everything goes, of course there's no time for it. That's the beauty. The beauty now in these days when we're able to focus on it is actually a wonderful thing. I want to tell you a mitzvah. This mitzvah I might have told you once before, but I don't know, it's still worthwhile telling it to you again. This mitzvah was told by Rav Moshe Gifter, you've probably heard of him, or Shishiva tells, who said it when the Steigler passed away. It must be 25 years ago, around about that time, and he passed away during the summer holidays. And Rav Gifter was in London at the time, and there was a Hesped in North London, Adas, and he was passing through, and he asked him to give a hesper for the stipler. So he told Rav Meister, and he said, "This Meister doesn't just pick the stipler, so I can't tell you I'm not stipler, I'm just giving you a Meister to explain what is called the Masnid. And you can apply it to the stipler, of course you can." So he said like this, "Did they have it?" The story happened about himself. But Master Gifts was collecting money for Tells, of course, all the time, Rosh Hashiva, that's their lot. So he had an appointment to go to a Yid in Mexico, for a large nedava. But to get from where he was to Mexico, he's going on a Sia Gadela, and he had to work out the times of travelling, and he asked the Bocha to go with him, and he had to daven be a Hidus because the flight, the connection wasn't good, and he had to arrive at this Gevir's house at the Gevir's time in the morning to be able to speak to him. Anyway, after all this Tilkun Adela, it was a terrible mix up on the way, but anyway, he got there, comes into this place, at that palace. There's anything like it, a carriage drive in, carriage drive out, with a swimming pool in the garden, and you saw beautiful trees and lawns and a tennis pitch and so on. Made a beautiful place, and he was poor, just looking around. Knocks on the door's open, he comes in, he saw paintings on the wall and chandeliers and polished floor, marvellous. Comes in, eventually is admitted to this Gevir, and there he's on the phone to speak on two telephones. And he heard the Shiva sit down, told the Bocha sit down. And you know, he's busy this one, busy that one, on the two phones. And he sort of is marambit to Rosh Hashiva as soon as the phones are finished, in which game. So, you know, he's a bit nervous to come all the way, especially to see this Gevir. Anyway, he finished the phone call, and he said, "Rosh Hashiva, it's mushin late, and I have to run." So he says, "We can't specially, what can I do? I didn't realize this. I have to go." So he says to him, "Let me offer you a kasha." "Okay, ask me a question. I want to know from you, what time do you go to bed every night?" She said, "I usually come home by 11 o'clock at night." "What time do you get up every morning?" "I get up about 4 o'clock in the morning. Today is it later because I have to have all the telephone calls, but I usually 4 o'clock. Tell me, from 4 till 11 you're out of the house. You come home at 11 and you're home till 4. "The start to another shine away." She said, "You go swimming? Do you play tennis? Do you wash the goldfish then? What do you need the beautiful house for? You don't have any animal from it." So the Rebbe, he said, "You're absolutely right. I don't need it. My wife needs it. The children need it. I myself don't need it. I lig in my geschäft. I'm roshi verubi in my business. I'm totally immersed, totally 100% from 11, from 4 o'clock in the morning to 11 at night. Ich lig in my geschäft, and that's why I must left. Have a good day." And he went. The Bocha got very upset. He said, "Rosh Hashiva," he said, "What's it do? We've come all this way. We didn't get a penny. Are we after here for a drosha from this man? What have we achieved by coming all this way?" So he said, "No, you're right. We haven't got any money from the other pshat chame in our Birchat HaTzeda. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokein Melech Ha'olam Asher Kirshel Mitzvot Tzvonah La'asik B'Divrei Torah. If you want to be matzliach, make an esek of it. Like this man, a licht in sein Geschäft. Absolutely. be a making larger bit of it, so make an ace of it. If you're leaking your learning with breaks, you have to have some breaks, but you're leaking your learning, but be matzlech adead. You should be zoicha. Our learning should be a tremendous ilui for all of us. Clearly, from need learning, from such a muscle now, we need every member to learn of the time, we should be a subject ourselves in these days that we may progress, should become great.